Welwyn Garden City was the new town. It was a place where you could get good support for your factories and your new businesses that were being set up, and there was a ready supply of workforce and so on. So Andrew Buchanan and Sons Limited was set up in, I think, 1930. And it supported the family very well until the beginning of the First World War, Second World War, when when the factory was requisitioned by de Havilland's for aircraft parts and so on. And it remained in de Havilland's hands until 1946. Well, that was, of course, a disaster to the family insofar as the four sons were sent off to war. One of them, a fighter pilot, was killed. The others had varying degrees of success. My father rose well up the ranks, the other two didn't. And my grandfather was left at home trying to keep the business running without the factory, which you can imagine was, you know, pretty well impossible. I think he managed to find somebody else that would manufacture the sweets to his prescription, but it clearly, you know, got worse and worse as the war went on. When they got the factory back in 1946, my grandfather died almost at that time, and so the three remaining sons carried on the business. Andrew, the eldest, was chairman, and I think chairman was his correct title. My father was production director, and George ran the office. And that's how it carried on. Andrew died quite early in 1952, I think. A pretty bad history of heart disease in the Scottish people of that generation. And he certainly died at about the age of 52, I think he was, from heart disease, which left Alex, who was my father, in charge, and George. And they brought in somebody else who I can't remember, who, you know, worked away as well. And I think it continued to do well until about 1956, when I don't know whether the product wasn't what people wanted. They did better, funnily enough, before rationing was stopped. Sounds a paradox, I know, but once anybody could buy anything they wanted and as much as they wanted, I suppose tastes changed. And the business, it went downhill. It was taken over by a firm in the north somewhere. Near Durham. I think it was Darlington, actually. they wanted my father to continue to work for them. They didn't want George. My father went up and down, you know, on a weekly basis for several years. And then I think their business started to decline. And so I suppose that was really the end of Andrew Buchanan and Sons Limited. The tapbox, yes. And I was a very popular boy when I went back to school because my tap box was filled with a £7 box of toffees and Mintos. It was a sort of a toffee style mint. And they were very popular, as I say. I had lots of friends.
Yes, I guess they went quickly.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yes, I mean, I probably got another £7 box after half term.
Yes.
Well, it would have been right at the end of rationing, wouldn't it? Wasn't it when you were just started?
I think rationing was still on when I went to school. I can't remember when rationing finished, but I'm guessing at 1950-ish.
Yes, yes. So straight toffee was the most important.
It was mostly toffee. I mean, in the factory there were six or seven big machines that turn these things out. And of course, the most important man in the factory was the boilermaker. And I mean, they had to be sourced from specialist confectioners. And I mean, that he was actually the most important chap, because he was the one that had the prescriptions. Sorry to use the word prescriptions, recipes, I suppose, yes. Is a better word. And I can remember my father having difficulty at one stage in getting a boiler maker. And in order to get one, they had to buy a house in Pear Tree Lane or somewhere to house him. But he was the chap that produced the goods. And the toffees that Buchanan's made were quite similar to Sharp's toffees, if you remember. I mean, Sharp's was a very one of the big firms.
Yeah.
And they were not dissimilar. Later on, they got another very big machine, long machine, which almost went the whole length of the factory floor, which covered the various sorts of sweets in chocolate. And it was an amazing thing. You went in molten chocolate at one end, and I'd wait at the far end, and they all came out. And in fact, I used to put my biscuits in and covered them up with chocolate, and I had chocolate biscuits.
Oh, nice, yes. And how widely would this have been distributed?
Well, I think that's a good question, that. I think widely in England, certainly. Mm. They had a salesman, his name was Ernie White, who I suppose he was a... he probably worked for a number of firms, and he was an important chap. I mean, my father was often going off to play golf with him, and they probably did a lot of business, because he was the chap that diverted the products to wherever they went. I don't think they went very widely. I mean, I used to say to my father, why on earth don't you send them to America or something? He said, well, it doesn't work like that. They had a van, but to start with, they didn't have a van. So quite how the distribution went happened then, I don't know. But my father bought a van, a fairly big van, sort of like about the size of your Broadwater press vans.
The little ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But they would have taken the stuff, put it on the train. I mean, the factory wasn't far from the...
I guess a lot of it went by either by train or by road courier, Carter Patterson or whatever it was. But, I mean, the sort of van they had wouldn't have transported stuff very far.
No. And was it... were they individually wrapped, or was
they were exactly like that. And with a name on them. I think they were mostly paper wrappings as opposed to sort of foil type.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, in those days it was proper foil, wasn't it? Proper tin foil.
Yes.
Or cellophane.
But I think they were...
or paper.
Paper, I think.
Yes.
Waxed paper or whatever.
Yes, of course.
Like Fox's mints or...
Yeah. It's interesting that you should mention that. I think they had an allowance. I think they were allowed, you know.
Yes.
Because, I mean, in rationing times, you see, the whole point was that you couldn't get the sugars.
No, of course.
And you couldn't get the flavours.